चराय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो महावचन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने बहुजल Now in Jagannathpuri, car festival is going on. Today is second day of car festival. I told you that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself cleared the temple, made neat and clean with his also garments and put sariya. And then Jagannath came. I told two stories also about this. That how Jagannath, Subhadra and Baladev Prabhu were manifested in this shape. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this festival in new light. I think that in drama play yesterday, all the essence was told, but I know also that even told, but very rare can understand it, very rare. Even I will tell, but rare will understand, but we will have to understand one day all these things. Yeah. First, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his chariot, Baladev chariot was forward, and after that Subhadra and then Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting when he was riding on chariot, and after that he divided Kirtan party into four. He divided into four his all near associates of, and he ordered them to begin kirtan, and in one party Nityananda Prabhu will dance, and another Bakreshwar Pandit, and another Haridas Thakur, and another Shivashman, renowned like this, all. And in them, Sarup Damodar Devi, Shri, another Vasudeva Datta, and another Mukunda, and another. And he gave two mridanga to four parties. And then, three parties were. One of Kulin Gram, or Grihastha Bhakta coming from Bengal. Another, Srivas Pandit, Srinivasacharya, Sri Khanda. One party of Sri Khanda, and one party of Shantipur. These three parties, more. Four parties began in front of Jagannath. Two parties this side and one party, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them with his own hand tila and mala, and he prayed naham vipro nacha narpati napi paishyum naham barani nacha dihaspati no banastho jatilva किंतु प्रदन निखिल परमानंद पूर्णाम प्रताप्ते गोपी भर्तु पद कमलियों का दाशान काश. He prayed for all, not for him only. He was supreme personality of गोपी भर्तु. He was the beloved of all the gopis, but he was telling for all. we are all same. What? We are not Indian, we are not American, we are not Great Britain, Pala, or here and there. We are not Brahmin, Kshatri, Vaishya, and Shudra. Either we are not Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanprastha, and Renounce Sannyasi. But we are eternally servant of Krishna. But more, he Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling. Those who Krishna lives in Dwarka, here and there, without float, we are not servants of that Krishna. Or others may be, and others should be. But myself and his associates were Gopir Bhartu, Padaka Madhyaur, Dasa Dasan Dasa. We are servant of Gopi Bhartu, who? Gopi Kanta, Radha Kanta, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, like this. That should be Gopi Aradha with Krishna, and then we are servant. Otherwise not. Ek Rupini Satyabhama, or there. Oh, we are not. ATH Chakra Sudarshan, 400, we are not. Oh, Gopi should be there, controlled by prominency of Gopi and Radha will be there. And that Krishna, oh, yes, Padakamayo, Dasa, Dasan, Dasa, like this. So, there's a very big difference in this. All are transcendentally by their instances, what?
Constitutional
form. Constitutional form. You are all servant of Krishna, but not all like Gopi Bhartu. Very rare, very rare. Those who will come in the line of Mahaprabhu, oh, they can see that, consider that they may be Radha Dasa. Gopi Bhartu, Pada Kamalyo, Dasa 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 means the mere servant of Radhika only. That is Gopi Bhartu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, those who are coming in the line of Mahaprabhu, those who are coming in the line of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, or up till our Guru Parampara, all are like Gopi Bhartu, Padakamali Udasa. One day, if our the soul will be sprouted, or bhakti will be sprouted, and the lips will come and fruit will come, we can realize. This is the aim and object of our life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told like this. And then he also prayed something and then he began. He divided and he began to taunt. Sometimes he used to be in all parties at a time simultaneously. Pratap Rudra Maharaja, who had served him with broom, being a supreme of that kingdom. He was king, emperor, very powerful. But he took broom, not of golden broom, or general, that coconut tree, and himself he was. Whole way he was doing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began that he is working like, he is serving like a sweeper. And he became filter. He wanted to meet him, but there is a vow between him and Pratap Rudra. What? The world king. Only world king there was. Very dangerous. So you should try to realize this. World king. Affluent. Wealthy. Like this. So we should try to realize all these things. He wanted to be merciful to him, but this wall was there. It can be resolved only by love and affection, not any process. There is no any process. So, by his mercy,
he saw that Mahaprabhu at a time he is dancing in 7 parties. And tears were like showers here and there. Searing. Searing showers. And sometimes rolling down on the earth. And devotees used were taking him sometimes. And thus quickly Prataparu told to Kashi Mishra or Sarvam Bhattacharya, "Oh, what I am seeing? How wonderful that this Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is dancing in here also, there also, everywhere. How it is wonderful. And all were not seeing this. Only Sarup Damodar and King Prataparudra and Sarvam Bhattacharya. They were seeing that he is going all everywhere and dancing." And then he was so much object that he was only chanting Jaja Gaga Jaja Gaga, not as the Jagannath Punas. Tears always and heart melting. So he could not utter. If anyone be a devotee like this, then he can realize why he was weeping so much. What was the reason behind this? Why he was weeping? So, and he told Sarup Damodar to sing a song about this. And he was singing that song. Seito paranna paino jaha lagi madan dahan. What is the meaning? You don't know? You?
So Damodar is singing this song. He's
any?
Well,
how to speak that?
So Damodar is singing this song. Saito paranata paino. As radically speak,
you will have to go to Srimad Bhagavatam to understand. Krishna left Braja at the age of 19. Inwardly think, like it has been told, 10, but actually it may be less than that, no hope. Or it can be told that he left Vrindavan at the age of 11. No hope. Because in, at the time of 10, he was like
10 years, 8 months he was in.
So he left. He came to Mathura. And after some time, he left also Mathura and went to Dwarka. In the meantime, Krishna sent from Mathura Uddhava to console them. And he sent Baldev Prabhu from Dwarka to console them. So, Gopi are feeling separation. Since long time, it may be 50 years. 17. No heart. 50 to 60 to 70, no heart. Krishna also was feeling separation. And gopis were also feeling separation. He sent to Uddhava, and Uddhava went to his Braja. And he told the message of Christ, what he had told, word by word, letter by letter he told. But this made gopis very, very unhappy. They thought that Krishna had promised that he will come. But by this message, they thought that Krishna will never come. So they became very unhappy. Feeling much separation. Began to wait hearing Uddhava. Anas, Haravan Prestha Kwasi Kwasi Mahapuja Kripanaya Dasate Dasate Kripanaya Sakhe Me Dasate. All we are trying to give our time. Srimati Radhika told that if Krishna is not coming, my dear friends, Sakhi, take my body. I will die. I must die. Take my body and hang on the tamal tree. I will see that I am attached to Krishna. And thus, I am praying that my water in my body should mix in Pavan Sarovar where Krishna takes bath. And then I will touch Krishna. My air in my this body should go on in the courtyard of Nanda Baba. And there I will be like a fan, and there I will touch Krishna by air, being there. And my this fire in body, what will do?
And
it will come like a rays of sun in courtyard of. And then my soul will be happy. I cannot touch Krishna. I cannot see Krishna. So he was in pathetic way. Always separation mode. Krishna also was separation mode, but no one knew. Sitting alone and alone, gopis used to divide their separation mode to others, but Krishna never. And that is why he sent Uddhava that he should be admitted in the school of gopis, and he will learn what is love, these four letters. In Hindi or Sanskrit language, or two and a half letters, praying. And then he will be qualified to realize how I am feeling separation. He came, returned, and he told the glories of Gopi. Their mountain of love, very high. I could not touch even them. I saw from very different distance. I saw it. I was keeping a cap on my head, and that mountain of love, it was so high that, like doing so, my cap fell down. I cannot imagine how glorious gopis are. I wanted to take the dust of gopis, but now I am hopeless. I cannot touch. So I am doing pranam to lotus dust. I am far, very far away. In that direction I am doing. Bande Nanda Prajaistinam. Uta went and told all these things to Krishna, and Krishna became more and more feeling separation. He wanted to go, but he cannot go. There were some reasons. I have told sometimes, perhaps. So Krishna made a fun. He was a tricky person. There was eclipse. And at that time Krishna went there with his all commanders, army, his all friends, 16,108. He went there. And he made a messenger to Nanda Baba that they are going, not inviting him. Father will know, and at once he cannot remain in Braja. He must come. So he sent a message to Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya. All the gopis, all the gop friends, all young persons became ready. They made ready their cards, full of cards. And all proceeded towards Kurukshetra. They kept Upananda and some old persons to take care of whole brain. And they went there with so much paraphernalia for Krishna, for butter, makhan, and so on. The words Krishna liked, Yashoda kept in his car, Nanda Baba, all gopis, Baldev, and often Baldev was with Krishna. And here, from here, all the gopis, they kept all the things which Krishna liked, and they proceeded. Always remembering Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Always remembering this in their guna. In the meantime, Eucalyptus was there, Eucalyptus was there, sun, and it was whole covered with chaya, and whole world became dark. And in, according to Vedic culture, at that time we should take bath. Three times at that. When it touches, when it comes in middle, and when it finishes. Three times. And we should donate. I've heard, and it is written in Indian history, Vedas, Upanishads. So many things used to come and give their whole wealth to donate to Brahmins and other needy persons. And become penniless, they used to come. Even they used to give their clothes. Only some langoti and things. No golden pots. Every golden pot of the utensils should be given. All clothes and garments they used to give. And then they used to return. Even so many persons in India, even today, oh, they donate all these things. So many things. But now, reducing all these things. And it was for better of them. So, all took bath there, and they donated everything here and there. And after that, they began to come to Krishna to take his darshan. Bhisham Pitama, forefather of Kauravas and Pandavas. Oh, Dronacharya, Duryodhana, all Kauravas. The kings from whole world and India, they began to come. Also the rishis and maharshi from Caspian Sea, you know, Kashyap was there. Caspian Sea, somewhere in Mongolia, yeah. Mongol rishi, somewhere here, there, they began to come. All came, more than less and less devotees also. So that very big gathering, more than 30 lakhs, 50 lakhs more than that. And they were coming, all these things. They began to come too in the tent of Krishna, all there come. Kunti came there. And he met with his brother Vasudeva and she was waiting. Brother, you forget me. My sons were driven out from the kingdom. Duryodhan, like a demon, he cheated Krishna, cheated of my sons, and they were driven from the kingdom. They wanted to make naked Draupadi in the big council. Where Dhritarashtra was there, all were there, Bhisham Pitama, all were there, and they wanted to make naked. And now, here and there, they were begging. So, perhaps my brother, you could not, you forget me, you cannot remember me. Why is this? Then, she was weeping, and then Vasudev told, oh, Didi,
elf sister,
this was not meant for this. For this is time cause. At that time, myself and my wife were present in Kanskarada, in the prison of Kansk. And very much fear, we were worked. suffering so much. Always abusing, insulting, with boot, and he was kicking like this. Our six sons were killed in front of us. They snatched from my leg and they put to death. Very serious thing. So I could not help you. I was in distress, so much problems. So don't worry for this. Now it has gone, everything. So they were consolating each other like this. All were meeting with Krishna. In the meantime, anyone told to Krishna and Baldev, oh, your father and mother are coming in full of court. Krishna, when he heard this, he left all content. All devotees also. There are so many thousands and thousands of devotees, like whom? Kashyap, like Kavi, Havi, Andariksha, Narad, and Vasishtha, Agastha, all were there. Even Valmiki, even all. And he left them and began to run away, weeping, weeping, tears in the eyes, Madar, 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 Madar. And Balde Prabhu also followed him. When they met Krishna, when they saw that, oh, Bulakart is here, oh, then Bulakart were stopped. Nanda Baba came down, Yasoda Maya came down, all the gopis and gopis, Radha, Lalita, Vishakha, all were waiting. Anyhow, they were tolerating when they were coming from Braja. And in Braj they were tolerating something. But when they were coming nearer, 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 oh, their tolerance began to go away. And began to be bitter, like babies. Krishna came at once and he sat on the lap of Yashoda. And Baldev Prabhu, he fell on the feet of Vasudev Maharaj. Ananda Baba. And Krishna, he sat on the lap of Yashoda Maharaj. She began to moan, weeping. She covered Krishna. And some breast milk was coming automatically. Yashoda Maharaj was weeping and Krishna was weeping. Mother, 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 and Yashoda, my son, weeping, weeping. And Baldev Prabhu on the lap of Nanda Baba, he was also weeping, father, father. All began to weep, whole council. Vasudev and Devaki, Rohini mother, all came, followed Krishna. Rohini Sada, very strange and wonderful this situation. Krishna never came in my lap. Devaki is thinking. And he never has told me, mother, mother. But now he is in the lap of mother Yashoda. And he is telling, mother, mother, mother. Oh, I think that Yashoda will take Krishna and he will go to return to Braja and Krishna will go forever and he will not return ever in. She told. She wanted to tell Krishna and Yashoda that, oh Yashoda, Krishna is not your son, he is my son. And to Krishna that, oh, you are not son of Yashoda, but my son. She wanted to tell. She was so intelligent and she told, oh Sakhi Yashoda, oh you are wonderful, merciful. Knowing that Krishna is my son, and you saved Krishna like
people of eyes,
like pebbles of eyes, making Krishna like your eyes. And never you thought that he is son of Devaki, my son.
always like yourself. I see that in whole world there is none merciful like you, and very humble and very
broad-minded.
But Rohini mother knew this thing. She stopped. Oh, you should go to see Kunti and others are there. You should go to. She wanted that she should not disturb this thing. And that is why strictly she sent him her. And also she sends Vasudev Maharaj to welcome all others. And then Yashoda Ma, after some time she became some relief. But he could not tell anything. Only mood, extended of moods were going on. By heart. But she was not in a stage to tell anything, and Krishna also. But Yashoda knew this fact, that if I am making late, then all the gopis are, Lalita Vishakha and Srimati Radhika are waiting. They cannot meet if I am here, and Rohini is here, and Nanda Baba is here. So I must take all from here, Baldev also, by three. And then they will come. Otherwise she will die. They will all die. They cannot tolerate now. I remember one example that in Boyhood, when I was of 15, my father was a farmer. I went with him some far away inland. And I took a load of heap of straw, like green chana, very beautiful thing, very delicious. So I take a bundle of that, and I was coming. When I came in. At first I thought that it is very light. But when I reached in the middle point, now it is heavy. And as I was, my house became nearer. I cannot tolerate it. And when I came nearer to village, I should at once fell down. But anyhow tolerate it. But when the door came, I could not take it in inside and outside. So that is was the case of gopis. Anyhow, they were tolerating all these things in pressure. And they coming, more separation was there. And when they saw Krishna, but they had no chance to meet with Krishna. Yashoda was meeting and Nanda Baba was meeting, others were meeting. Oh, now they cannot tolerate. Yashoda realized this fact. At once, she took the hand of Baldev Prabhu and he shot Vasananda Baba and he told that, we should meet others. And she went to Devaki and embraced. And some dialogue was there. And Nanda Baba met with Vasudev and others. And thus there was some. Baldev Prabhu also went from there. He was very intelligent. If I am here, then they can see. And then they were becoming like senseless, too about to die. And then they met together. And there they were waiting, Krishna was also waiting. After some time, when subsided, they some thinking. Then Krishna told, you should know that I am everywhere. You should know that a earthen vessel,
clay pot,
cannot be separated from clay, from earth. Understand you?
Yes.
What is the meaning?
Yes. An earthen pot made out of earth, it cannot be separated from the earth.
Why?
Because it is made from earth.
So you are made of myself. You are my part. You are like my body. I live everywhere. So you should think your body, your mind, everything is made of my love and affection. So you cannot be separated. So you should think about me, remember me. And I am always coming to you. So don't be like this. Gopis heard this and became more feeling separation. What is love? None is. Ahushyate nalinrāk padārati yogeshvari gati vichintamagādabodai santārku patito tarnāvalambam geham yusāmapi manasyutya. This is first read to me.
Majjhima chapter 13, text 136. The gopis spoke thus: Dear Krishna, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that those lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts, although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs.
But this meaning is not there. The meaning of a shloka is all right, but more disparity. Krishna is telling them that you should remember me in trance. You should make a trance and see me. Or hold, or don't do. You can take it outside. So, gopis, that you should remember me, be in trance, and I am always there. I cannot give up you. As a Paramatma, as I have told in Gita, as I have told to Buddha, like this, as he told to Baldev Prabhu, that you should always remember like Paramatma, yogis like. Oh, then gopis became some like anger. And they are turning this source. Ahushya nalina padaravinda yogaswarai rapi vichinta magadho. Ane hridayaman mor manavindavan. What is where? Manasyu diyasta dana. That all heart and mind is same thing. Others not like that. And especially our heart is Vrindavan. Others not. Their heart and mind are same thing. Understand what I'm telling? What I'm telling? You?
For this. Gopis, their heart and their mind are the same, but for other people, their mind and their heart are not the same.
Our mind and heart, like worldly things, are there. We try that our mind and heart should be one and be Vrindavan. We want to be in Vrindavan, but our heart is not Vrindavan. Our heart is what? Made of
material things.
But gopis are telling. Our heart is Vrindavan. You are told that you should remember me in trance. But we know that we are not yogis. We are not yogis. We are like something ordinary. You should remember. And from beginning of our life, from birth, we are with you.
yogi can entrance, they meditate, and sometimes they can meet and they can see the lotus feet of Paramatma only, not of Krishna. Paramatma. And that lotus feet, not Paramatma, the Anshiya Paramatma, but
the origin of Paramatma.
Origin of Paramatma. Who? Origin of Paramatma is Garbhodasai. And he is original?
Karnodasai.
He is original? Mahasankarsan. He is original? Mulsankarsan. He is original? Baladev Prabhu. And he is original? We kept always your feet where? In our chest, in our lap. We played with these feet. Oh, what to tell your feet? By your hands, used to massage our feet. And from beginning, from boyhood, we have played with you like friends. We know that at that time, you could not but be separated. Always with us. Playing with us here, there, in groups of Govardhan. In Vrindavan, dancing means Bansiva. Bansiva can be. And we know. We are not like yogis. They may be in trance, thinking that he should come, the lot of feet of Paramatma should come in my heart. But never comes. Very suddenly, very rarely.
I can feel sometimes.
And we want to forget you. Forget you. Because the root of all the problems are your remembrance and your past times. And you especially. So we want to forget you. If you can forget, why we cannot forget? But this is the problem, we cannot forget. We want to keep up you. But we cannot. This is the problem. We can give up you, you can go as you have gone, no harm. But we cannot give up your remembrance and your past times. We cannot give up. This is a problem. Yadanu charita, lila karana payu, sapadadana vidhut, dhanat dharma vinasta, sapatikishakutamam dinamat sridhyadena bahuha priyasta. Gopis are telling, don't have any relation with that black person and keep cheater. Be far away. Don't take his name. His biggest cheater. If anyone will remember him, hear his Harikatha, his pastimes, and chant his name, oh, he will be bewildered like mad person. If you want to be your wife, sister, brother, father, with family very happy, don't remember, have no relation, be far away. For we are seeing, those who remember him, he becomes like birds, birds have no houses, home to live, no field to grow corn or wheat or anything, nothing. They become homeless. So if anyone hear and chant and remember the glories of Krishna, they might be like that. There will be street beggars. In Vrindavan you can see so many street beggars. Birds and their wives also. Pashu Pakshi all. Sukshari all. Without homeless. Nothing to take. Nothing to eat. Those who were like kings, very wealthy. They now street beggars here and there. Anyhow, maintaining their life. So gopis are telling that we can give up you as you have given up us, but we cannot give up your remembrance and all these things. Apuchanalina Padarabhina. You are telling that you should remember. We are wondering how you are telling. Always your remembrance coming here from boyhood.
and you are telling that you should remember. For example, forget you forever. And not to remember your anything, but we cannot. So we are laughing what you are telling. That you are telling to any PhD DD who are very learned, and you are telling, oh, you should go to primary school and learn ABCD. You are telling that. So you should touch it. And see, telling this, and they began to weep loudly. And at that time, Krishna told, Bhakti hi bhutanam, amit swaya kalpate. Mai bhakti hi bhutanam, amit swaya kalpate. Jad deshva jad asimatse ho, bhakti hi nam. Krishna told that, oh, those who are faithful, who are very fortunate, those who are in the process of my love and affection, beginning from Shraddha. Shraddha, Nishtha, Rishi, all that fortunate. But those who have luckily have this brain, sneha, very high class of it. Sneha, man, karat, isha. So you have these things. They will address me very soon. Don't worry. I have to come. You will attract. Because you have that sneha, man, prane, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So it will charm me and they will attract me, they will cancelling it. Then gopis. So that you should come on the chariot. What is chariot? Mind and heart. This is Vrindavan. And you should come to Vrindavan. Then we will think that you are coming in my trance. This is trance. That you should come in Vrindavan. Then Krishna became allowed. He agreed.